Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could.
Hope everybody had a great weekend. What are you? Whoa! What are you, tired?
No, I'm happy.
You're leaving us on Wednesday.
I am.
Where are you going?
I am playing in a member guest tournament Wednesday and Thursday, and then our Ryder Cup is Friday, Saturday.
Your Ryder Cup,
yeah, big 4-day golf weekend. I'm so excited, very excited.
Okay, do we just come here from Minnesota?
Nope. Very excited.
What'd you say, Sam?
You still have time off?
I do. I have weeks off that I have not used. To the point that our boss said to us the other day, you guys need to start taking some days. And I go, you don't tell me twice.
I think he said that to Scott.
I'm out.
He's like, Dana, you've taken enough for 3 years.
I have not. I just take what is contractually allowed.
How much time do you have left?
A couple weeks.
What?
Yes. Where have I been? We're in a pandemic.
You went to Mexico.
Well, that was one.
You did several golf tournaments this year.
Which are like a day here, a day there.
No, 2 or 3 days here.
And then I went to the lake with Sophie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you went to Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was the lake. I've got a couple weeks left.
Seriously?
You know me. I just...
Yeah, we know you.
Use it all and then some, baby.
It's like somebody's going to be here between Christmas and New Year's again.
She'll wiggle her way out of that.
That
one
was
too,
a sad year. No, I did not. I was like, you're not going to really make me come in that week, are you? And our boss was like, yeah.
First of all,
she asked me to come up with best of shows.
I have a confession to make.
Yes.
Last year.
You got me in trouble.
No, I did not get you in trouble. Last year, boss came to me. This was before coronavirus. And he said, Dana wants to take off with you the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
And I said, is she out of vacation time? And he said, yes. And I said, then screw her. And that's why you had to work between Christmas and New Year's.
And boom!
That is a God's honest truth. I said, is she out of vacation time? He said, yes.
Yep.
And I said, then screw her.
Mm-hmm.
She gets to work it. So don't burn it all. Because it's not like I'm going to hesitate to do it again.
Okay.
Okay.
I liked being here that week.
No, you didn't.
Cozy.
No, you didn't. You hated it.
Talked about all kinds of great things. There's so much going on that dead week.
A story here from the New York Post. Maybe they should change their slogan to fly the friendly and very white skies.
Oh, no.
United Airlines packs its planes with young, white, blonde, blue-eyed female crew, all chosen for their sexual allure. Whenever the NFL or Major League Baseball take charter flights, according to a new lawsuit.
Oh.
Meanwhile, flight attendants who are deemed to be too old, too dark, are barred from these plum routes, according to Bloomberg News, which reported the lawsuit on Saturday. So they get none of the perks that go with the sports team flights, including higher salaries, premium accommodations, complimentary tickets, and extremely valuable infield passes. The suit was filed Friday in California by two flight attendants, a black woman who has worked for the airline for 28 years, and a Jewish woman who has worked for the airline for 34.
They say they both tried repeatedly and unsuccessfully to get assigned to work the charter flights.
But in turning down their requests, supervisors would say the two were not on preferred lists that are based on team preferences.
Oh, God.
The attendants, Sharon Tesler and Kim Guillory, later discovered that the assignments were being given to young, white, blonde, blue-eyed female employees with less seniority.
Now, let's be honest for one moment. Not that a young, white, blonde, female, very attractive flight attendant does not know CPR, does not know what to do during chaos or an emergency.
Can't hand me a cranberry drink.
Yeah, not saying any of that. But if a plane is going down or there is an in-flight emergency, who would you rather have as your flight attendant? Would you rather have the eye candy or the 34-year veteran who will tell you exactly what you're doing to get everybody off that plane safely?
Is this rhetorical?
I would rather have the veteran flight attendant.
You're also a woman.
I didn't say male or female. I would rather have a veteran male or female flight attendant.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that the flight attendant fresh out of training doesn't know the steps better than the washed up 35 years experience flight attendant?
Did you just say washed up?
That was for the sake of being dramatic.
Well, when that airplane went down on the Hudson, I would rather have the washed up flight attendant telling me to get my ass off that plane.
From the text line, the eye candy will come to my hotel room.
Do you honestly think that what that is what happens with the, that is a Mile High Club fantasy that men have that belongs in the same drawer as women have pillow fights in their underwear, which we don't. You all want to think that the flight attendant goes home with whoever they're serving in 34B. They don't.
First of all, if I'm an NFL football player, there is no chance in hell I'm sitting in 34B.
Well, it's a chartered flight, so you probably are sitting in 34B.
Probably not. If my name is Russell Wilson or Ben Roethlisberger, I'm not sitting in 34B.
Listen to this. United Airlines told Business Insider in a statement that while we cannot comment on ongoing litigation, the flight attendants included in our sports team charter program are largely representative of our overall flight attendant population in regards to age and race.
And fresh off a boob job.
Flight attendant eligibility to work a charter flight is based solely on performance and attendance and has nothing to do with age, race, or gender. Mm-hmm. And if you believe that, I have swamp land in...
Pick a state, Dana.
Where is there not swamp land?
Wyoming.
Idaho! I have swamp land in Idaho to sell you.
Okay.
Who wants swamp land?
Yeah, why do we always talk about selling swamp land? Nobody wants to buy swamp land anyway.
Flight attendants have historically been the subject of rampant sexism in advertisements, flight attendant dress codes, and weight restrictions, which we looked this up. Remember the last time the weight restrictions were legal? It was like not that long ago, where you had to weigh in some airlines, not all airlines, and then a lawsuit ended that.
From the text line, I'm sorry, guys, but the clients don't want the dinosaurs working their charter flights. I'm just reading from the text line. Do not get mad at me.
Mm-hmm. Can they legally decide, because Scott, listen to this, they are not discriminating overall because of race, gender, or age. What they're saying is, you guys are all still employed. You all make the same amount of money. In fact, the older season flight attendants probably make a ton more money.
Sure.
We're just saying we're going to choose this group to do the charter flight, and you guys are going to continue doing the commercial flights. Mm-hmm. Is that legal, or is that discrimination?
Scott, we're not worried about seat 34B. I'm worried about 34DD.
All right.
I'm just reading.
It's a few seats over.
Closer to the window.
Is it discrimination within an industry to give one group a more plum assignment if there's no other discrimination in pay or anything else? Is it discrimination?
576-7798. 576-7798.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
All right, welcome back. Shane in Olathe. What up, Shane?
How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Hi, good.
Well, I can tell you right now, you guys have a pretty good audience going right now. We were at an intersection, and Dana, it's like you told the score of the game that we're all recording and trying to watch it later. When you said, no pillow fights in your underwear. I mean, what the hell? There's like nine guys who went, no!
You mean in traffic?
Yeah, not at the intersection. I can hear people going, no!
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm just throwing this out there as devil's advocate. If it's a charter flight, don't you get to pick what's on the charter?
And if you
are catering to a bunch of 25-year-old guys,
yeah,
I'm just throwing it out there.
Shane, I'm glad you did throw that out there.
Shane, and I'm on a fence on this. I really am. I don't think you thought I would be. Because the flight attendants still all have jobs. They're still all...
Nobody's getting fired.
No, nobody's getting fired. They're well paid. They're not weighing in anymore, thank God. They're, you know, they all wear the same uniform. Everybody's on the same playing field, except for this one thing that's a perk. Some people get chosen and some people don't. It's like when our general manager invited me to come to the suite to watch the Chiefs game. Is that discrimination that you weren't invited?
You were invited?
Is it discrimination?
Alpert invited you?
That some of us are invited to do things like that, and some of us aren't. I'm just asking.
Wait, you're telling me Alpert invited you to the Chiefs game on Thursday night?
Well, not to this last Chiefs game. But is it discrimination that if I'm invited to something like that and you're not?
He's never invited me.
Sounds like she got invited to the one next Sunday.
Is that discrimination?
When were you invited?
Here and there.
Why have you never told me?
It's not.
No.
I'm just trying to come up with an example within our industry.
No, I think you let something out of the bag you didn't intend to leave.
No,
out of the
I
bag.
Did not. I did not go to the game Thursday. I was not invited to go to the game Thursday.
When were you invited to a game?
Just here and there. There have been some things that have come up.
When?
Years ago.
No.
Yes.
You're lying.
Now you're making something a thing that is not a thing.
You brought it up.
No, that's right. Thank you, Sam.
I was giving a hypothetical.
No, you weren't.
If I was invited to go do something with a client or something and you were not, I'm just asking.
No, stop.
Is that discrimination?
Stop. You are covering up. Did Alpert invite you to a game?
No.
Look me dead in the eye.
No.
Dana?
No, he did not. I didn't even discuss the game with him.
No, I didn't say that game. I mean a game.
I don't believe so. I don't believe I've ever been invited to a game.
You don't recall?
I don't think I've ever been invited.
Has Alpert invited you to a game? Yes or no?
No.
Dana?
No.
Dana.
I'm telling you no.
Then why did you bring it up?
Because I'm trying to come up with an example within our building.
You're lying.
Where we do the same job and we all, now this is a little different with the charter flight because that's probably once a week or every Sunday night or Monday.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
Has Albert ever invited you to a football or a baseball game or a basketball game in Lawrence? Yes or no?
No.
Dana?
No. I'm telling you I would remember that. No.
Then why did you bring it up as if it was fact?
Because I'm trying to come up with a scenario within our industry that would it be discrimination if, Scott, you got to do something.
Everybody, by the way, on the text line thinks you're lying.
That I can agree with.
You are so insecure. I love it. I'm telling you, I've never been invited. I don't even know that Chris has been invited.
Okay, continue.
We'll go to the phones. I'm
nobody
curious.
Nobody believes a word coming
is
out of your mouth.
Is it discrimination if you get a perk within your job that others do not?
Mike in Kansas City. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, I agree. It is discrimination, but to be honest, because, you know, if you get invited, you stand a good chance of getting perks or tips or a foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, those football teams that have all this money, wouldn't they do better hiring their own wait staff outside and then it's just a judgment call and there's no discrimination?
No, because the airline employees are airline employees. Even if it's a charter flight, they're employed through the airline. I don't think you could just pick whoever.
But doesn't the client have the right to pick who they want to work with them?
If they are licensed and they know what they're doing, I think what he was saying was, can't you just hire some waitresses that you like from Hooters or something? The answer to that would be no. You have to be CPR trained. You have to know how to open that door. You have to know how to get people off the plane.
Mike?
Oh, and what I was going to say is, once again, all the money these guys have, buy your own plane. And then staff it however you want with whoever you want. Seriously.
Okay. All right. Hey, Mike, do appreciate the call. From the text line, I believe I did see Dana at the game on Thursday night.
He's not at the game.
576-7798. 576-7798. Simon.
And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner. And
you're so vain. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Good Monday afternoon, everybody. Glad you're with us. Judy in Lee Summit. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you. As a former flight attendant that the Denver Broncos used to charter years ago, charter planes are not the funnest as people think. Well, they're a lot of work.
I bet.
And flight attendants every year have to go through a recurrent training. So they have to pass the test on how to do CPR, what to do in an emergency situation. You have to reopen the doors and everything. So somebody's been there 35 years. Yes, they've done it a lot longer, but you have to go through a recurrent training every year.
Judy, what years were you a flight attendant?
Yeah, I was back in 79 through 86. I worked for the old Frontier with the red F's on the plane.
Okay. And did they make you weigh in back in the 70s?
Yes. Your weight had to correspond with your bone structure and everything. And they also used to check to make sure you had bras and underwear on.
Excuse me?
They what?
That was in our byline.
Hang on, Judy.
I never got checked, so I don't know.
How did one confirm that someone was wearing underpants?
Like I said, I never got checked. So
I understand, but you certainly talked to your fellow coworkers who probably were checked, how did one confirm that one was wearing undergarments?
You had chief shoes that would pull you off. It was a random weigh-in and a random check. You had to have your emergency manual with you. You had to have your flight, your class flight. You had all kinds of things back in the day that you had to have.
Again, let me ask the question one more time.
Would you stop? She doesn't know.
How did one confirm that one was wearing undergarments?
I guess you showed it. I mean, you can easily show your bra underneath your shirt.
Yeah.
So,
Judy, was there ever anything scary that happened in the sky? Did you have any near misses or bad crash landings or anything?
Never had any bad crash landings. I did get to see the shuttle on top of the 747. It flew right underneath us. And we've had some emergency landings. So, but wow. Nothing bad. It was the best job in the world. But flight attendants back then work a lot harder than the flight attendants here. Because on a flight from Kansas City to Denver, we made two passes with the beverage cart, and we served a hot meal to everybody in that cabin.
So did you also work back when they allowed people to smoke on planes, Judy?
Yep. First 15 rows are no smoking. Smoking's not permitted while standing or walking in the aisle or using either forward or aft lavatory.
I love it. Judy, that I've always wondered what that must have been like, flying in a fuselage trapped with all of that smoke.
Well, and actually, we had a guy smoking pot in the bathroom, and the captain's dinging us, and so we went up front, and he goes, get him out of the bathroom, tell him if he does it again, he will be taken off the airplane, because it circulated all the way up to the
I bet it did!
Oh, to be so lucky.
But those were the fun days. I fly a lot now, and I get on an airplane. You're lucky if you get one pass with a beverage cart.
Yeah.
You know, and we were a family. And to this day, Frontier folded in August of 86. And to this day, we still have reunions.
Aww.
What do you do at the reunion? Check to see if each other's wearing panties?
Undergarment checks.
Smoke some weed?
But those were the days.
Hey, Kim, you wearing a thong or what's going on here?
Judy, thank you for the call.
Bylaws. Do you want me to send them to you?
No, but I love it when our flight attendants phone in with these stories from the 70s and 80s because you almost cannot believe some of the things they made you guys do, Judy.
Oh, no, it's amazing. And like I said, the Broncos chartered Frontier because our home base was in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And those flights were hell to work because you were constantly going. They wanted more drinks. You served them a meal, whether it be water or alcohol they were drinking. But they were harder to work than a regular flight.
Can I ask you a question? You have to tell me the truth.
Sure.
I'm not asking you personally. Did any of the flight attendants ever go back to the hotel room with the football players?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you a story about me.
Oh.
I started when I was 20 years old. That tells you how old I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the pilots one night said, at the time I was flying on a Convair 580, which had the captain, the co-pilot, and one flight attendant, me.
Mm-hmm.
The pilot goes, I'll see you later. And I said, okay, I'll see you later. And he goes, okay, so I'll see you later? Yeah, I'll see you later. He said that about three times, and it dawned on me what he meant. And so I finally said, I'll see you in the morning downstairs at 6:45 when we're leaving.
Mm.
So
he was saying, I'll see you later, wink, wink. And Judy was like, yeah, I'll see you later. Yeah, I'll see you later.
I was 20 years old and naive.
Not that naive, apparently.
Bless your heart, Judy. Thank you for the call.
Let's go to Dave in Olathe. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. You have to admit that eye candy does sell, and it doesn't matter if it's male or female. You know, just like at a bar. You know, I bet if Dana was on a flight and her flight attendants all looked like Channing Tatum, she would not complain. She'd probably like that more than if they all looked like Eric Stone Street.
Dana.
So is there a double standard there, you think?
Does he dance like Channing Tatum in Magic Mike?
I guess. I've never seen that movie.
No dude has ever seen that movie.
Or will admit it.
Dave, your point is taken, but I still am asking, is it legal to do what they have done? And that is move one group of employees almost exclusively to these charter flights when another group of more seasoned men and women have not been allowed to go on those flights.
But if the person paying for the charter is picking the crew,
why is the airline liable? Are they even allowed to do that? Like if you
why would,
let's say you own Delta. Okay, you're Delta. Okay. And I am going to charter a Delta flight to take a bunch of us down to Mexico. I don't get to tell Delta who to staff their plane with. I don't get
if I'm chartering the flight, I most certainly do.
I don't think you do. I think you can say I want extra staff because we have a very needy group of football players here, but I don't think you get to say we would like Tito's vodka on board and coffee and seven blonde women.
Blue-eyed, please.
I don't think you get to do that.
Why?
Because it's my company. Don't tell me what employees I send.
What if it was the U.S. women's soccer team and they wanted nothing but well-stocked, good-looking, young, viral men as their flight attendants? Would you have a problem with that?
I would be surprised.
No. That's not what I asked. Would you have a problem?
I would have the same question. Is it legal to do that on the part of the airline?
But I don't think you would have as much objection, if you will.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying I object. I think it's the airline's right to staff who they want. I don't think it's the customer's right to say, this is how I want you to set up your staff for the plane we're riding on.
Well, would you not agree that an airline is a private company?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I were to bring my football team to Bazookas, okay, and I go into Bazookas and I say, we want nothing but blonde, blue-eyed strippers to entertain the young men on our football team, how is that any different?
I don't know.
We don't want any fat.
Maybe it's not. I don't know.
We don't want any. And listen, I am only trying to be the devil's advocate here, okay? That's all I'm doing. We don't want older, fat strippers. We would prefer that all of the strippers be skinny, blonde, blue-eyed. That's what we want for the football team.
But how is that any different? But in an entertainment venue, it seems a little different than in a venue that is really, when it comes down to it, about safety.
Well, that's fine. However, we're still talking about a private business.
Okay. Let's make it not about strippers, because that is the easy analogy to go to.
Okay.
Let's make it about healthcare. Is it legal for you to go in? You are having a heart attack. They're getting ready to operate on you, and then you're in recovery. Is it legal for you to say to the hospital, a private employer, I only want a white nurse?
How many times have we had this conversation on the air, Dana?
Well, there was a lawsuit over it.
Where there have been people who have called in who have said, I am in the healthcare industry. I happen to be black, okay?
And I have had a patient say, I want a white nurse, or
right.
I want a white doctor.
That is correct. And you have to give them a white
nurse. Well, I be careful about saying you have to.
You should.
I don't even know that I would use the word should.
You really want to create that kind of scenario?
Well, there have been cases where a hospital has swapped out a nurse. In part, that's what Jody Picholt's book, Small Great Things, was about.
Okay.
And there have been lawsuits over it. And I think you got to be real careful if you're a hospital and you agree to facilitate someone racist behavior.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Who knew how controversial this would be? Hello. Anonymous on line one.
Hello,
my friend.
So I was telling the guy that took my call, I worked for a fractional airship company, and there were notes on some accounts that they would refuse a flight with a person, with a female pilot, and I even had a problem once with somebody who had notes about an African-American pilot.
Mm.
So if you're rich and you're flying airplanes, you get whichever you want if you got the money.
They would refuse a female pilot, and I will remind everyone, the last time there was a major plane emergency and she safely landed that thing, I think she was from Kansas City, it was a female pilot. Remember the anonymous story where the woman got sucked out of the window?
And I do remember that.
Plane had to make an emergency landing, and it was a female. And we talked about it quite a bit because we wanted to know how many pilots out of all pilots are female. And the number's certainly higher than it used to be, but it's not anywhere near half.
It is low, and there is great communities out there for female pilots, women in aviation. So there's places for women to go and create a group.
All right, Anonymous, do appreciate the call. Jesse in Independence. Jesse, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Love you. Love the show.
Thank you, man. You're very kind.
My thought is that they're probably paying, 150% of the going rate or something per seat on that flight. They're definitely paying more than what I am through some discount website. But the airlines make a lot of money, and they can make some requests, and if they don't do it, they'll just go to the next airline. So it's a money-making deal for them. They wouldn't do it. And I would imagine the flight attendants have an option to opt out of that sort of flight.
But can I ask a question? Is anybody surprised that professional football teams are wanting stewardesses that are hot? I mean, come on.
No, that's not something that surprises me.
Does it surprise you, Dana?
It doesn't surprise me, but again, when you're 30,000 feet up in the air, I would just prefer someone who knows exactly what they're doing and how to do it, and like, in an emergency, who is in the best position to get all of us off this plane?
Dana.
Does it surprise me? No.
Do you really think that a 25-year-old who's making millions of dollars a year, with the high unlikelihood that that plane is actually going down.
Yeah, until it does. And you're thinking,
Dana,
damn, I should have asked for that really seasoned, larger boned woman.
How do you know that the younger person doesn't know what they're doing?
Well, I think just denying years of experience for aesthetics is maybe not in the realm of the airline industry, the smartest thing to do.
So if I was 25 years old,
okay,
worth millions of dollars,
okay,
knowing the plane is not going down, I'm going to go for the hot blonde.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
I.
Jake in Smithville. Jake, hello.
Before I get to the point of my phone call, I'm going to throw this out there that flight attendants to be certified to fly have to have a certain amount of training, and chances are your old bony or big bone flight attendant is not going to have any more actual experience of an emergency than any other one. But the difference if I walk into a restaurant and there's this old lady in the corner wanting to serve me, and I asked for skinny hot blonde.
Have you done that? Jake?
And his silence speaks volumes.
Wow.
He told me that he did.
Wow.
News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Wow. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.